WTMJ-WTK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper, and Chicago, Illinois' top prosecutor releases a report on allegations of sexual abuse of children by Catholic clergy. CBS's Allison Keyes.
The new report finds that nearly 2,000 children were sexually abused over 70 years, nearly four times more than the 103 named in a 2018 church review. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says many abusers will never see justice in court.
When such trust is betrayed with abuse to children, and there are efforts to cover it up, the call for accountability should be resounding.
The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says the leadership of every Illinois diocese kept known abusers under wraps and refused to acknowledge the truth. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
The Surgeon General issues a public health advisory on the negative effects of social media on kids. CBS's Roxana Saberi.
Study showing that limiting social media use for older teens to just 30 minutes a day reduced depression. And the advisory suggests that parents restrict the use of devices at bedtime and encourage kids to make friends in person.
Police say four people are dead after a standoff in Nash, Texas. The suspect and all the victims are related. The teenage suspect was barricaded inside the home, but eventually came out and was taken into custody. South Carolina lawmakers have passed a ban on most abortions after 6 weeks. It's a ban that was in place when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, but was overturned by the state's highest court for violating right to privacy. CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court in Dobbs ruled that abortion is a moral and political matter and not a constitutional one. That's why it ruled that the right to abortion should be determined by each state through their elected representatives. On some level, this is precisely what South Carolina is now doing. The composition of South Carolina's Supreme Court has also changed, and they may not overturn the law this time.
Republican Governor Henry McMaster has promised to sign the bill. Ford changes its mind about taking AM radio out of vehicles. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert in Detroit.
AM requires extra shielding in electric vehicles, so Ford had taken that out as a cost-saving measure. They were going to remove it in other vehicles. Now CEO Jim Farley says after speaking with policy leaders about the importance of AM broadcast radio, they've decided to keep it in all 2024 model year Fords and Lincolns.
Target is removing certain items from its stores and making other changes to its LGBTQ merchandise nationwide ahead of Pride Month. It comes after an intense backlash from some customers, including violent confrontation with its workers. Target declined to confirm which items it was removing. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling